This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through the hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandan Act in the new Parliament building, in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously with all parties, agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case.
कानून पारित हो लेकिन लागू न हो ये सदन में किसी को मंजूर नहीं था खास करके हमारे विपक्ष के सभी साथियों ने मुखर होकर के इस बात पर जोर डाला था कि 2029 में ये लागू होना चाहिए 2029 की समय सीमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए हम लगातार विचार विमर्श करते रहे मंथन करते रहे नए नए रास्ते खोजते रहे हमारा प्रयास है और हमारी प्राथमिकता भी है इस बार भी ये काम संवाद सहयोग और सहभागिता से हो
Mr. Modi remarked that the Nari Shakti Vandan Act must be implemented on time so that women's participation strengthens our democracy, for which a special session of Parliament's budget session will begin from the 16th of this month. The Prime Minister said that from the freedom struggle to the decisions of the Constituent Assembly, Indian women have made immense contributions to laying the foundations of independent India. Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all his MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the House and support the party stand. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has gained further momentum as less than 10 days remain for polling. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public rally at Rani Ganj in Paschim Bordhaman district. He alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress under Mamata Banerjee has not provided 600 acres of land for erection of barbed wire fencing to thwart infiltration. Mr. Shah said if voted to power, lands would be handed over to BSF. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee strongly criticized the BJP for deletion of names under SIR in West Bengal. Mamata Banerjee today joined a public rally at Raghunathpur of Paschim Bordhaman in support of party candidates. She also addressed public rally and held a roadshow in Bakura district. The Supreme Court today declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voters' list during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A bench headed by Justice Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bakshi directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The court noted that nearly 30 to 34 lakh appeals are pending, with each tribunal handling over 1 lakh cases. The court also directed the security cover for judicial officers engaged in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue until the completion of the upcoming assembly elections. The government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households, and no dryout has been reported at any LPG distributors in the country. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said domestic supply of LPG is normal across the country, while commercial supply of LPG has been restored to 70%. She was addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon. Ms. Sharma said over 1,82,000 tons of commercial LPG sales has been registered since the 14th of last month. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a telephonic conversation with the Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion of Oman, Anwar bin Hilal bin Hamdun Al Jabri. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said both leaders discussed unlocking opportunities under the India-Oman CEPA to boost bilateral trade and investment ties for mutual growth of both nations. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 217 runs for Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 39 for 5 in 6 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.